All right, guys, we are back in Euphoria, so let's go ahead and get started. Oh, by the way, joystick people. So, yeah, I haven't had a chance to put things up yet. Just give me a minute. I know I'm streaming this stuff and you guys can't watch it, but don't worry. I'm going to make it where you guys can watch it on the VODs. Just give me some time. It'll probably be, like, Sunday. I'll probably just try to put everything up there, and I'm also going to be doing some Rants gameplay, because everybody's talking about Rants on Twitter right now. It's the biggest thing going on Twitter. So I'm definitely going to play a lot of Rants 3 tomorrow, on Sunday rather, and maybe even Monday, and just put a lot of Rants up. There's going to be so much Rants, you'll be sick of it. Probably all the Rants 3 game, as much as I can play. Alright, so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so I kind of forget the idea here, but I know there's some girls here. Basically, there's different ones that you want to meet. That's the penthouse suite. Jason and Elle are on the fifth floor. Finally, someone's here. I was so scared. Please help me.
Hey, easy now. Don't worry. Nothing bad is going to happen.
What's going on here? Are you okay? It's Tuesday, but it's my friend Pearl. Someone went into our room and I think... Oh God, those noises. Someone's in there now with your friend? He went into a room with a knife. Where? There, room 511.
Okay, wait right here.
And I'll have a look.
Anybody here?
Nothing obviously out of place.
Hello?
Weird.
Hang on, that girl outside. Something doesn't add up.
But there are noises coming from this room.
Yeah, I've been pranked.
There must be some streaming set up for that lovely fan site.
I should probably leave, but...
Wow, she's saying, give me that big black cock. Ain't no children
praying. Almost there.
Ain't no saints aching. Ain't no gods waiting.
Pearl, I presume.
Get the fuck out of here!
Going.
You had to open your mouth. Tuesday, I'm gonna kill you! And you ruined my orgasm!
And she threw the dildo at him.
Happy now?
That wasn't even a good prank.
You do stuff like that and I lose my job.
And what kind of fucked up person does that to her friend?
I have a feeling you don't care.
Oh, excuse me, were you talking? Because all I hear is blah, 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 blah.
Matter of fact, I would...
Blah, 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 blah. so boring. You know I can have you escorted out of here, right? Go ahead and try. I'll tell everyone about how you perved on Pearl just now. God damn, you're boring. Tell me, what was it that got you? Was it the big eyes and tears? Or maybe you thought that by helping the innocent little girl out, you probably had a chance of getting lucky. Because the last part is easy. All this excitement has got me fucking horny. Don't tell me you don't feel it too. Here. Nice, eh? Let's head down to my room and have a bit of fun. You can be inside me in 5 minute tops. 5 minutes tops. Hey, at least she's letting us know. What's my waiting time? No. Don't tell me that doesn't sound like a nice time to you. And we can forget about my prize. Excuse me, we can't forget about my prize, can we? I'm betting you can't wait to show me. No need to be shy. I don't care if you have a small. Oh. Things just got interesting. You can have any hole you want. So, how about it? I have a better idea. Careful with those hands of yours. You're turning me on. Wait until we're down in my apartment. I wasn't trying to turn you on. Because I noticed what you did earlier. So if you'll excuse me, I believe this is mine. How much? Relax, will you? It's just a couple of dollars for lunch. Consider it payment for Pearl's session. And believe me, you got off cheap. It doesn't work like that. See you later, lover boy. I hope she didn't hear any of that stuff with Tuesday. Hey, do you have a moment? Sure. Did you hear any noise here earlier? Other than Pearl screaming because you entered her room, no. Yeah, I'm afraid that was all on me. I'm curious why you decided it was okay to enter her room, though. I guess I should tell the whole story before you have me thrown out. You see, that girl Tuesday, that's her name, decided she was gonna play a prank on me. She said her friend Pearl was in trouble, so I went in there and, well, I shouldn't have. Tuesday, you little rascal. Did you see anything you shouldn't have? Well, I heard noises from the bedroom, so I went to check on it and... Long story short, I fled, followed by an angry flying dildo that hit me right in the head. You got hit in the head by midnight? One, it has a name? Two, I'm so confused right now. No wonder, you poor soul, getting hit in the head with that thing. You come here right now, young man, and I'll have a look at you immediately. I don't think that's necessary. I'm completely... fine. Boobs? Come here, you obviously hit your noggin. I'll have a look at it, if you insist, and I have freshly made cookies. Well, I can go for that. Well, so if I understand you correctly, Miss Adams, there's no need to be formal. Call me Jane. So if I understand you correctly, Jane, you and a bunch of girls rent this floor and basically use it as a base of operation for streaming porn on Lovely Fans? And you have Sin's blessing?
Oh, don't be so dramatic about it. I was renting an apartment here, but one day I overheard some girls talking in the bar. They went on and on about how they were streaming adult content, so it piqued my curiosity. But then they started talking about how they never saw any of the profits and some shitty middlemen took almost everything. Then there was other stuff too, like making them stream from unhygienic rooms or pressuring them to do things that they didn't enjoy doing. Well, then I realized I could help them. You see, I was a damn good businesswoman before I got here. And if there's one thing I know, it's how to negotiate a good deal. So first, I talked to the girls about it. I told them I could help give them a decent environment and privacy if they actually wanted to continue on Lovely Fans. They were super hyped about it. Then I hired a lawyer to take care of the legal stuff and talk to Sin about it. As luck would have it, this whole floor was being renovated and was up for grabs. And like I said, I know how to make a deal, and we quickly agreed. So, this is legal? 100%. I know my way around the law, Grim. I wouldn't have even proposed it unless I was sure. But now, let me look at that head of yours. It's probably fine. That's what I want to make sure of. Now, keep your head down so I can get a better view. Oh, that's a nasty little lump there on your head. So everyone on the floor has live streams? They sure do. I'm guessing it's lucrative for you then? Oh, I do this pro bono, or close to it. They cover my rent too, and that's about it. I tell the girls they don't have to overwork themselves. Head down, please. I can't reach. It's not like I charge a percentage or anything like that. Like those guys the girls were dealing with earlier. And I mean, there's only so many feet of dildo they can work themselves through every week anyway. It's true. It feels so weird that you're talking so openly about this. You get used to the jargon. Dick, pussy, anal, fuck fest. It's just as normal as a table, mirror, or glass on this floor. Well, if everyone is streaming, what's your Lovely Fans? Mine? Honey, who in their right mind would want to see this old slab of meat? No, I wouldn't want to push that on anybody. I mean, everybody on this floor is streaming, except me. I'm just here to make sure the girls are doing fine. I even got them a medical plan for regular checkups or, well, work-related accidents. I see. Well, I think you're good to go now. You have a little swelling, but it isn't too bad. Just don't go and bump your head anywhere else. Is it Miss Adams or Miss Adams? The ring on your finger. Oh, this thing. You see, I was the happiest girl in the world when someone put this ring on my finger. Fast forward many years and I realized I was happier before I got it. Instead, it was just a symbol of a life sentence in prison. So you either escape from prison or you stay until you wither away and die in misery. Now it just serves as a reminder that I need to look over my shoulder once in a while. But someday I'll take it off and I'll once again be the happiest girl in the world. Prison? That is a story for another time. Yeah, I better get going before they start looking for me. And how's the head? It's all good, thanks. Well, see you around, Jane. Aren't you forgetting something? I am? The cookies, silly. Oh, right, completely forgot about those. Thanks, Jane. My favorite kind. Come back anytime, my door is always open. Okay. What is on the sixth floor? Not a whole lot. Oh, it's Lynn. Hi, Lynn. What's up?
Grim, we have a new issue that needs fixing. There's a woman in apartment 612 who needs something fixed. She didn't say what it was, but can you go have a look at it? First rule of Hotel Mayweather is, you do not talk about. Will you stop with the movie quotes? Second rule of Hotel Mayweather is, but seriously, can you check it out? Of course, I'll get right on it. Sixth floor it is. Here we are. Probably some rich old lady who lives here. They even have those fancy digital locks on this floor. Hi. You must be Bianca? I'm... No, don't tell me. I'm trying to figure out if you're lost or I'm lucky. Oh, hotel staff. That's correct, I heard you had a problem. Absolutely. Here. Hold on, is this Bianca from Chasing Sunsets? They didn't tell me what your problem was. Yeah, it is! So let me go ahead and do the voice. Oh? Sorry, I wasn't watching where I was going. So, have you noticed the girls on that poster? The big-ass poster back there? It's kinda hard not to. And I know of that game. Tell me, is it the glasses? It's the glasses, isn't it? I have no idea what you're talking about right now. And why do Kentir and Stoya always put those two on the posters for the... Excuse me. Then why do Kentir and Stoya always put those two on the posters from their game? It's always those two. Oh, you're in that game too. I sure am. So what do you think? Is it because of the glasses? Because I think the rest looks fine. Listen, I'm sure there's some good reason why you're not on those posters. I mean, those are the two main girls, that's why, right? Peanut's not on there either. Because if you were a love interest in that game, I'd definitely choose you. And I don't think she is, guys, if I recall correctly. Well, that is just kind of sweet, actually. It's not about who's on the poster anyway. Heath Ledger was fantastic as the Joker in Batman, but he wasn't on the poster. That's actually true. So don't worry about it. Maybe someday. But I hope that wasn't what you needed help with. Because unfortunately, I can't help you with that. Take a guess, honey. And no, I can't reach that place in high heels. Ah, got it. Shouldn't take more than a few minutes to fix. Damn, this thing is stuck. Is it me or is it really hot in here? Hot? No, temperature is just fine. Probably because I'm working. Stupid question, but do you mind if I take my shirt off then? Not at all. Go right ahead. Much better. Much better. Thanks for the help. I'll let the management know you performed flawlessly. No problem, miss. Have a nice day. Now to open a window before I die a heat stroke. That was something I didn't expect. A Chasing Sunsets cameo. Great game, by the way. I don't know if we've done it on joystick or not. Maybe some parts of it.
I know a lot of it's done on BitChute, you know. Obviously, I put a lot of stuff on there. So, if you're interested, like, we played the whole game. So, seriously, you can watch that. Or you can play it yourself, which is actually better. I mean, not that I don't like my work, but, yeah, play the games. Support the developers. They need it. Firebreak's going to be awesome. I can't wait to play it. It's the next game after Chasing Sunsets, which takes place in the Chasing Sunsets world, just like Euphoria takes place in the Leap of Faith world.
Everything's connected, man.
Okay. And apparently, since Chasing Sunsets happens in the Leap of Faith world, that means they're connected in that way as well. It's all happening. It's a world of AVN. Modern art, no doubt, but I think those living on this floor know about it more than I do. Oh! Hi, Geneva. You know you actually have to press a button to go somewhere, right? Sorry, bad joke. At least the workday is almost over, eh? By the way, did you want to come to the beach party tomorrow? No. Okay. Have a nice evening. She said she didn't want to go to the beach party. Well. What beach party? It's gonna be a beach party? Okay. There's nothing on this floor. Looks like a bathroom. No, that's a pool. Let's go to the pool. Ain't much else you can do, so yep, hold on. What is that? Oh, that's the phone. I don't know her. She's reading book philosophy. Well. Is that a book on... I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a book on philosophy? Or is it a philosophy about a book? We don't know. Clear his throat. And you are...
Grim, hotel staff.
Aha, you must be the new one Sin told me about.
Probably true. I started today.
Join me, please. I'm Evangeline.
I'm not interrupting your reading.
Not at all. It was terribly boring anyway.
I'll bet.
Are you enjoying your stay? I own an apartment here. Enjoy might be an overstatement. But it's a nice enough place if you want to get away for a while. But tell me, what do you think of Sin?
I don't know all that much about her, to be honest. It was Lynn, the manager, who hired me.
Ah, shame.
Shame?
You don't like Sin? Let's just say we have history. I have to say, I'm curious about why you're here if you don't like her. It's not so much dislike. We've known each other since we were little girls, so we tolerate each other's bitching.
But we're also businesswomen, and that means sometimes stepping on each other's toes. So my being here is mostly looking for an opportunity. And did you find that opportunity? Maybe. I'll let you know. But I'm afraid I have to get going. I think I prefer the beach over the pool today. Well, hope to see you around, Evangeline. I'm sure we will, Grim. So yeah, this is mainly just a bunch of introductions for people. But we're still very early into the game. It's a long game, I'm betting. Especially since it's more interactive than we're used to. Let's see. Rise and shine. Snorts. Maybe if I ask her to come to the beach party tomorrow. Quit asking people to go to the beach party. He says, are you okay? Right as rain. Time to turn on the charm. Mind if I join you? Yes. Perfect. Go away. Absolutely. But first I thought I'd join you in hating the world and everything in it. Go away is that way. But I've already sat down and damn, it's such a good chair. Why are you tormenting me? You seem like a nice person to torment. Can't even sit alone and suffer in silence. Come on, it can't be that bad. I'm a good listener, so shoot. That's so tempting. Nothing ever works out for me, okay? Everything I ever do always turns into a huge pile of klutziness. Like what, exactly? Well, for starters, I had a pretty great life before I moved here. Was working for my dad's family business. Wasn't a huge corporation, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. Then I learned I had a half-brother. And he actually seemed very decent. To top it off, he even knows Lexi DeMonte. Lexi who? DeMonte. You know, the one he married in the game? I mean, the version we played anyway. I still think that's the best ending. I'm kidding, I know who she is. I mean, who doesn't? She's literally everywhere. But go on. Then I decided to leave it all behind so I could work for this great business magnate on a remote island. It's an opportunity of a lifetime, they said. You can't pass up such an offer, they also said. There's our door. No. There's hors d'oeuvres, they said. No. No hors d'oeuvres. So here I am, chasing the opportunity of a lifetime, and I just want to go home. I have no friends here. I hate work. And every time I book a flight, either I regret it and cancel it, or it gets canceled anyway. Ouch. Canceled. It fucking sucks on this island. And don't forget that I made an absolute ass of myself in front of you. Not once, but twice. Awful. I mean, compared to wars, world hunger, people being chased and killed because of their beliefs. Just leave me and my superficial problems alone. Oh, I get it. Sucks to be alive sometimes. Like me, I actually came to this island because I wanted to. But back when I was 19, I was told I had a year to live. So I thought to myself, hey, I should live life to the fullest in my final year. Then some doctors came along and said there was a treatment that had a small chance of prolonging my life. Downside was that it was an extremely painful treatment, but Dad said it was the only correct thing to do. Long story short, what my dad wants, he gets, so I was forced to undergo the treatment. It actually turned out I wasn't sick at all, but that's another story. So as I lay there in the hospital bed in excruciating pain, I might add, not knowing one day from the next, I started putting them to a bullet. Excuse me. Not knowing one day from the next, I started begging them to put a bullet through my head. Or give me a drug that'd make me go to sleep and never wake up again. When I was in that bed, I also thought everything fucking sucked, just like you do now. And it's totally fine to have days where you feel like shit because someone in the family knows Lexi DeMonte. Okay, what's that? I said, okay, I get it. You don't have to be patronizing. But now that I'm feeling a little better, what do you want? I want to ask if you'd like to come to the beach party tomorrow. Beach party? Yep, it's a beach party with lots of people. I got invited and now I'm inviting you. I'm sure we'll all end up invited in the end. Nah, I don't think so. I don't know anybody here. Except maybe Tegan. But she doesn't like parties either. One moment. Hey, Tegan. Grim? Yeah, hi, it's me. Listen, I'm here with your friend C, and there's a beach party tomorrow. Beach party? Wanna come? Is C going? Absolutely, we're only missing you now. Okay, yeah, sure then. I'm in. Great, see you then. That was just pure evil. Awesome. See you at the beach party. I think we're done. I think I've done everything I can do. But just to make sure, we're gonna do one last look at everything. So we'll go to the low level. Yeah, we talked about this already. Ah! There was a reason to come back. It just said, hold on. Whoops, it really wouldn't let me go to anywhere else in the gallery. Weird, it's like I don't have anything else as pictures. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I have the wrong version? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, that's pink. Locked. Don't think this is part of the hotel. Oh yeah, that's right. There's nothing in there. I think we're good, actually, guys. I don't think there's anything else we need to do in this hotel. I don't think we can go in anywhere or do anything. Seems like it's the end of the day already. Better head over to Sin and see what she wants to talk about. Who is it? It's me, Grim. Come on in. You here? Sin? There you are. Just finishing up here. Please sit down and I'll be right with you. Do I have enough time to change back to my normal clothes? Busy day? Somewhat. She hardly knows I'm here. Well, you can't look at her screen, so I can see you're busy, so we can do the payment tomorrow. It's no problem, really. Oh no, I'm so sorry. Here I am wasting all your free time because I can't get these numbers out of my head. I'll fix it right away. I have my phone here. There's standard pay, and two customers had very nice things to say about you. So we're ending up with $280. Oh, and we're having a beach party tomorrow. I know. Lars told me about it. It's okay, you can take the day off. Do you want to come? Me? I have no business being at your party. It's for you kids, not old hags like me. It's for everyone who wants to come, so that's up to you. I don't think that's for me, honestly. I wouldn't even know what to do. And I still need to figure out what's going on with... There's always sunbathing, enjoying a few drinks, taking a dip in the sea, socializing, and anything else that pops up. The numbers will be right here when you come back. I don't know, sweetie. It was nice of you to ask, though. Well, the invitation is out, so it's up to you. But I have to get going now. Still, hope to see you there. Bye now. Have fun tomorrow. No answer. Maybe the door is open. Oh, Lynn? Whoa, that's pink. There you are. Oh no, don't. Oh. Anime, eh? I said anime, eh? Yeah. What the fu- Gotcha. What the fork are you doing? I'm saving your ass. Sorry I couldn't get your tablet too, but it flew in the other direction. My tablet? Oh no! My Koroko Tsunumi Special Extra Pink Edition tablet. It's broken. So what the heck are you doing sneaking around my office like this? I wasn't sneaking around your office. I knocked. And I did did I open the door? No, you didn't, but I did. Called out to you and saw you were here. In my bra. Well, the thing is, you were behind your monitor, so I didn't see any of those pink things. So, what's so important? Is something wrong? An eyes front and center, mister. We're having a beach party tomorrow. Or Lars is, but... He invited me and told me to invite anybody. So I'm wondering if you'd like to come. Pink. Listen, I don't know how things are in your country, but where I come from, privacy is a thing. Invading it to look at half-naked ladies is not all right. So I suggest getting the fork out of my office before I do something you will regret. Relax, I just wanted to... Out. Hold on, let's try this again. I think... Ow! The fork are you doing? I'm saving your Koroko Tsunumi Special Extra Pink Edition tablet. See, not a scratch on it. No, I mean, what the heck are you doing sneaking around my office like this? I wasn't sneaking around your office. I knocked. And did I open the door? No, you didn't. In my bra. Well, the thing is, you were behind your monitor, so I didn't see any of those pink things. And what's so important? Talks about the party. Will you calm your tits? Out. Great. Hang on, are you coming tomorrow or not? Out. By the way, am I fired? No. Nani. Small giggle. Now to find Tegan. Shouldn't be far. Oh. Poor girl. Crap, I don't have any money on me due to that Cash Me app. I'll have to see if I can withdraw some. Or give her some food. Maybe tomorrow. Is that the Greek cafe or whatever it was? There she is. Tegan. Hey! Been waiting long? Now I've been window shopping, so time flies. There's something about sale signs that makes them almost impossible to walk past. I can help you with that. How? Join me for dinner, my treat. That's the same as 100% sales sign, except it's for food. Okay, sure. Cool, let's go. You coming? I... can't do it. I have to go in there. Sale, come. Oh, no, you don't. I'm hungry. I'll perish if I go in there before eating first. Come, maybe you'll find something, too. Ah! It's a women's store! 70 bottles of beer on the wall. 70 bottles of beer! I started with 200 of bottles. Excuse me. I started with 200 bottles of beer on the wall, by the way. What's that? I'm 130 bottles down. Oh, you big baby. I'll just try these on and then we're done.
3 hours later.
That's what you said 3 outfits ago. Mm-hmm.
I need food. Barbarian needs food badly.
Perfect. 69 bottles of beer on the wall. 69. Speaking of, I really like your glasses. They bring out the white in your eyes. I know exactly how you feel. What do you have to do to get laid around here? So, you have any plans tonight? So what do you think? Looking good. But if you're shopping for the beach party, wouldn't the bikini be better? Crap! You still look good, but if you want to take a dip, then it's probably not the best choice. Don't even laugh, ladies. Some of you actually do this crap. You're like, oh man, there's this one, and there's this one, and I can wear this, and I can put this on, and put that on. But you know we're going to a beach party, right? Oh, damn, yeah, that's right. I'm actually supposed to wear that. I'll find something else.
But food.
Hey, I just thought of something. I can run right over to the restaurant, pick up the menu, and bring it back here. Then you can pick something from the menu and I'll run back and order. Perfect! Hush, oh no! Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna burn down the whole damn world. Where did you hear that song? Oh, just an earworm. Probably heard it on Nutify. That's not on Nutify. Nutify. So, here we are again. By the way, you can introduce me to your friend. Man found delirious and half dead at a clothes shop. Rumors have it he went there in April and... That's as tempting as those big red don't push buttons. Oh man, that brings me back to the Ren and Stimpy episode. He's gotta push the shiny red button! What's the worst thing that could happen? Oh! Oh! Hey, already now! Let's eat. I have a better idea. But... I thought you were... Oh my god! Nice, eh? Holy moly! You can do some damage in that room. Why does it say biohazard? Everything a girl could ever want. What the? Hi there, we're just looking. Lots of fun stuff here by the looks of it. I'd say that the Hulkbuster is bound to give you an evening you'll remember. Absolutely not! Most women don't actually want to shove that much in there. Talk to several, it would be like, no. I'm only kidding, I just dragged you in here to see your reaction. Let's head over to the restaurant. No, wait. Might as well look since we're already here. Sure. You go ahead and look. I'll stay over here and give you a bit of privacy. Thanks, not that I'm buying anything. This thing is amazing. So many possibilities. It's the dildo gun. You doing fine over there? Yeah. I'm fine. Just looking. Oh, I know what she's thinking about. Don't worry, madam. I'm a trained professional. Stay close to me and you'll be safe. Oh, there we go. She's quite thinking about it. What's that? You want to say hello to my little friend? Well, say hello. What the? Do you need any help? Maybe? I turn it off, but it won't stop, even though I took my finger off the trigger. Look. So, Mr. Train Professional. First, you have to find the button. The one that counts. Gulp. You can't just manhandle it. Let your hand slide towards it while you caress the skin. Then when you find it, you circle a few times. Get a feel for it before gently initiating the desired sequence. I can see that you're ruining your girlfriend's zen moment right now. And we take our zen moments very seriously in here. So please keep your arms, legs, and dicks out of the cabin until the girls only sign has been turned off. Remember that I'm a trained professional. I'll show your girl a good time. And don't worry, I'll be gentle. And that was the last we heard of either one of them. No. Poor girl. Your boyfriend is really trying to scare the crap out of you. He's not my boyfriend. I see. I'm Roxanne. How can I help you today? Don't worry. Lots of girls come here before they've had any sexual experience with a partner. Here's one that's very nice. And this one is a classic. Here, feel this. That is nice. I'm betting the bad man out there tried to show you the Hulkbuster. He did. What an awful, awful man. Not all of us can be Penelope Black Diamond, I guess. I tell you, that woman... the dildos... You could use them as weapons. Like, you could use them in battle. If there was ever a fight, you could pick one of those things up and actually beat somebody to death with it. That's how massive they are. Hey now. But she does advertise our good friends the torso dolls, so I have no problem with that. Yes, she advertises the torso dolls. I like the torso dolls. They're quite good. Probably something I should have bought rather than spending these $1,700 and... But, you know, it's been about 6 or 7 years now, so, you know, whatever. I think that's all. Thank you very much. I better get going before my friend out there starts hitting on the dolls. I would never. And here, take one of these just for the fun of it, and this one on the house. You ready to go? Absolutely. We better sit down before they close the place. Yeah. Listen. I don't know how to say this, but something has come up. Come up? Anything I can help with? No, I'm sure I'll manage. Thanks for offering, though. Seriously, if I can help, I will. No, I have to do this myself. It's... Never mind. Okay, but call me then. Oh, before I go, almost forgot. I have something for you. It's a gift from Roxanne. Roxanne, that lady in the store? Bye. Huh? It says just did it. What's this supposed to mean? She said you'd figure it out. You mean, like a riddle? Those were her exact words. Figure it out. Okay, so I am thinking. What am I thinking? I am thinking she ditched him for the dildo. I'm thinking that. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking she enjoyed the dildo so much that she thought she might take that home instead of the gentleman. Now, I don't know if this actually happens, and it may have happened before, but those are the breaks. You know what else are the breaks? We gotta go! Yeah, because I got that thing called work tomorrow, and I want to be in bed at a decent hour so I can do my job. So, alright guys, we will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with, yes, more Euphoria. I know we're going into the next week, but I'm bringing you more Euphoria because I like Euphoria. And Race of Life and all the other games. Remember, don't worry, they are coming.
And as for the Saturday and what, not Saturday, but the Sunday games or whatever, you know, the weekend, I said it's all going to be rants. It's all rants this time. So we're doing that because rants is really popular right now. And I will try to do some of, you know, the regular, the half, what is it, the half hour we do with the other two games. I don't know if it's, I think it's How to Fix the Future this time. I think we're bringing that back. If not, it's Monster College and Between Two Worlds. No, it's not. No. It was How to Fix the Future, Between Two Worlds, and then it was Monster College and Lust Academy. That's the way I had them set up. So whatever we did last time, we'll do the other one. We just flip-flop them, and that's how we're going to do it. All right, guys. I'm out. See you next time.